good copy modeled after good copy is going to match the emotional and psychological wave that's happening, that are allowing that conversion to take place at the end. There's emotions happening. There's proof points, social proof. Great copywriters won't need to do this, but when you're just starting, this is a hack that can get you there.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world? It's Anik. All right, listen, I'm coming to you today with another solo episode. We're going to talk about the number one copywriting secret that made me my first $1 million. This is a really important episode. I'll keep it short. I'll keep it sweet. But I'm telling you right now, this could change your life. Now, you know, we've been talking a lot about copywriting. Okay. If you're watching this right now live, then you know, like, every email I've been sending you has been about copywriting. The last episode we did before this. Why? Because it is the most important skill you must master. I'm telling you, I am the worst writer on the planet. All right. And I'm so glad that I learned how to do this skill, because it's made me every penny of the money that I've made on the internet. Now, we already started. So if you're listening to this today, it's happening today. Depending on what time you're listening to this, you might still be able to catch day one. If it's already gone, then you can try to catch a replay. I'll give you the URL. I'm doing a 5-day challenge live. Okay. I'm going to be there every day teaching live. Everything I know about copywriting, I am making a bold claim. I can turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world in 5 days or less. All you have to do is go to learn.com/copymaster. learn.com/copymaster. C-O-P-Y-M-A-S-T-E-R. Copymaster. Okay. So that is the free challenge. Now, if you go to learn.com/copyVIP, C-O-P-Y-V-I-P, it's like $97 to have the VIP experience for the next 5 days. And we start on the 17th. That's today, the day this podcast released. I don't know when you're listening to it. There is the ability for you to get all the replays. If you go to copy VIP, pay $97, you have replays for life. Okay. And if you're just a day or two late, we have replays active right now for the next few days until the challenge ends. You gotta be a part of this challenge, right? Sorry. I didn't mean to start this episode pitching you. You just need to be a part of the challenge. It's epic. We're having a blast. I'm getting some of the best copywriters in the world come on and being interviewed as well. All right. We're doing exercises. We've got homework assignments. Like, you are learning this trade. Okay, now, learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Make sure you are a member. Make sure you sign up. Make sure you join. Make sure you're a part of that family, the community that we have inside. We're coming together as entrepreneurs all over the world to change the world. The governments won't do it. We will. So you either be a part of it or you watch this revolution walk right by you. L-U-R-N.com. Lastly, onikpodcast.com. For all of our past episodes, go binge listen. You can search now. You can find by categories. It's awesome. This podcast rocks. You love it. YouTube as well. If you're watching, click subscribe below. All right. Click the thumbs up icon. Click the like icon. Oh my God. I take a deep breath. Can we at least do content now? Freak. How many things do I have to tell you to do? I know. You're frustrated. Thank you for listening to that. All right. The number one copywriting secret that made me my first $1 million. I want to see if I can teach this whole thing in like 7 minutes, because I want to keep it simple. Ready? It's one word. Write it down. Modeling. Now, what the heck am I talking about? No, I'm not talking about walking down a runway. Do that on your own time. I'm talking about copy modeling. I can't believe it's taken me this long to do an episode about it, because this is one of the things that I struggle the most with when it comes to my copy team. I struggle the most with this one notion, modeling, because I feel it's misunderstood. It's completely. So I see two extremes. So what's modeling? I mean, taking a successful piece of copy. There are many of them in this world, not necessarily something you wrote, and modeling your copy after it. Let me give an example. There is an ad on Facebook you really like. You can model it. There is a YouTube ad. You can model it. There's an email that you love. You can model it. There is a opt-in registration page. You can model it. There's a written sales letter. You can model it. There's a video sales letter. You can model it. There's a webinar. You can model it. Some of my most successful webinars that have made me millions upon millions of dollars are modeled after other people's webinars. And if you showed my webinar to the other person, they wouldn't even know it. So let's talk about what is modeling. I've had an experience. I've taught more copywriters than I can even remember or know how to count. And I was, this is the first thing I try to get them to do. Remember, this is when I first made my first, when I made my first million, okay, when I started making money, I remember my first month, this is after 18 months of struggling, then I finally made my first day where I had like $310 I made overnight. That month, I went on to make like $6,000-$7,000. My second month, I made like $10,000. My third month, I made like $25,000. My fourth, I mean, it went up fast. So it didn't take me very long to make my first million. I think it took me about a year and a half or so after I had made that $300 night. So once I kind of figured it. So can you, by no means did I go from being a D minus English writer to a master copywriter in that short time frame. So it wasn't my mastering of the skill that made me my first million. So how did I? It was because I was a master modeler and still am till this day. Now, Russell Brunson calls it hacking. So he talks about hacking in the perspective of funnels. But I talk about hacking in the perspective of copy. And if you put the two together, you're lethal, right? So what is it? Modeling is hacking. Well, what do we talk about? Okay. When I teach this to copywriters, I've seen two extremes. I've seen one extreme that says modeling means copying. That's the worst thing you can do. So there will be a headline. I've seen this, by the way, you'd be surprised. I've seen a headline. So let's say the headline says, you know, 5-step strategy to generating 20 leads for your business by tomorrow. I don't know what, I just made that up on the spot. So 5-step strategy. So I'm going to write this down so I don't forget. 5-step strategy to generate 20 leads by tomorrow. Okay. And I'll, and this is not mine. Let's say it's somebody else's. And I'm like, and I look at a copywriter and I'm like, I love this headline. Model after it, model after this page. I will genuinely get back from some people. They'll say 5-step secrets to getting 20 leads by tomorrow. That, ladies and gentlemen, is not modeling. That is copying. So I'm going to take something as simple as a headline and tell you, how would I successfully model after this? Okay. Now, I particularly love modeling because I think that you could be a horrible copywriter, but if you model after great copy, you actually are 70% of the way there. So, and you can model after, there's a model for every type of copy out there, and it's not hard to find. Just see what catches your attention. See what is at the top, what you know is converting. See what's at the top of like networks like ClickBank. You know it's converting. You want to, okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're selling a product about weight loss. You're like, all right, I have a product about weight loss. Great. Go to ClickBank. All right, and let's say it's in the same price range, $37, $47, $97 or whatever. Superb. Go to ClickBank, find the top three products that are being sold on the topic of weight loss that have high gravities. Go get their videos. And now I'm going to teach you how to rip those videos down and model after them. Okay. So first and foremost, some copy is easy to model, right? It's just words on a page. You can stare at it, you can save it, you can copy paste it. But then you've got things like videos and webinars and video ads. How do you rip those first? So I do it the old school way. Everyone protects their stuff now. If it's on YouTube, it's super easy. You can use toolbars and Chrome extensions to download YouTube videos. But a lot of times sales videos and videos on Facebook are not like that. So what I do is I have a software called ScreenFlow on my computer. If you have Mac, it's ScreenFlow. If you use PC, it's called Camtasia. I set it to record my screen and to record the computer audio output. This is very important. There's a setting that allows you to record the computer output for the audio. I hit play, I hit record. I let the whole video play out for 30 minutes, I record my screen. Then what I do at the end is I take the screen recording, I chop all the crap around the video out, I render low quality, and I end up having a 40-50 megabyte file that's the video. I then rip the audio out of the video, which any of these softwares allow you to do. By the way, this is something you could hand to a virtual assistant. Someone will charge you $20, $15 to do this, okay? Tell them, rip the audio out. I take the audio, I upload it to Temi, okay? Or, what's the other one? Rev. Temi.com, T-E-M-I.com, or R-E-V.com. Upload it. Within minutes, I have a transcription back. Now I have the video. I have a transcription. I'll take the transcription, and this is how you model. I start to chunk it out. I start to actually move pieces away from each other. Look, copy, good copy that's sold well is a sequence of emotions. It's a sequence of triggers. There's psychological things happening that are allowing that conversion to take place at the end. There's emotions happening. There's proof points, social proof. Good copy modeled after good copy is going to match the emotional and psychological wave that's happening. Okay. Great copywriters won't need to do this, but when you're just starting, this is a hack that can get you there. So I want to pause real quick before I continue. I hit 7 minutes and I'm not even like halfway done with my talk, but, learn.com/copymaster. Okay. If you're watching on YouTube, the link is in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, please click subscribe and make sure you do a thumbs up and, you know, promote this video to other people. If you're on iTunes, please leave us a positive review. Copymaster, learn.com/copymaster, C-O-P-Y master. Make sure you take the VIP option. That's learn.com/copy VIP. Make sure you take that as well. Okay. All right. So let's talk through, what we do and how we model. So you take this script. So I'm going to use the headline as a small example, but we do this throughout the copy. When I said you take, because when you're going to get back a transcript from Temi or from Rev, it's going to be one big blog of text, right? So what I like to do is I like to split it up by hard enters and put spaces so I can be like, okay, here he seems to be telling a testimonial story. Okay, good. Let's move it down. And then I label above it, testimonial story. Next, he seems to be going for a major aha moment. He reveals a statistic, some shocking data. Okay, okay, next, he talks about secret number one. Okay, so I keep separating the copy into separate chunks. And then what I do is come back and label each chunk. What is the purpose of the chunk? So for example, the beginning of the copy, like let's say this is a video sales letter. The beginning of the video sales letter might say something like, everything you've learned about losing weight is completely wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you in 15 minutes. I will reveal 5 things that are the opposite of what you've been taught, but that will help you drop 10 pounds in the next 1 week. Man, I wish I wrote that down. Anyways, so you look at that, you're like, okay, what he's doing or she's doing is the first sentence is about shock and awe and about telling someone that everything they know is wrong. So now let's say you have a weight loss product. It's a little harder to not copy when it's weight loss, but because you're like, well, how many times can I say that? Okay, great. You're going for a common impact, which is, hey, something you've been told is wrong, right? So you could say, you could start with saying, what if I told you everything the government has told us about eating healthy has been wrong since 1961? Okay, I want you to look at, there's similarities, but it's different. And I said it differently, but I got the same impact. Now, is that the best way to say it? Is that best copy? No. I never said by modeling, you'll get to the best copy. I said by modeling, you'll get to good copy fast. It's a big difference. Best copy takes time. Good copy does not, if you model. And so this, I teach this to my copywriters at Learn all the time because we have a lot of copy that needs to be written. Seriously, we have a lot of copy that needs to be written in this company. We just have copy flowing out of our yin yang, okay? So I always tell them, we don't have the time to write the best copy. We need to write a lot of good copy. And you do that by modeling. So we have so many pieces of copy written in the company that have done well, man, use it. You have this a huge advantage. Model after it. Stop trying to be unique and new every single time. Now, when I want to create very good copy, we're going to take a different process, right? But when I create good copy, this process we take. So you notice, okay, so right here, we go back to this headline that I had written down. It was 5-step strategy to getting 20 leads by tomorrow. Okay, what am I doing there? Okay, 5 steps. I break it down. Okay, we've created. So what is he doing in the headline? He's creating a simple, he's creating the impact of simplicity, ease, quick. Okay, strategy to getting 20 leads. Okay, he's getting specific results up early, right? By tomorrow. He's defining a time frame. So I look at this and I'm like, all right, the whole key here in this headline is this person is very specific. All right, great. So I say, I want to be specific. So I say, okay. I could say something like, four questions you can ask in 20 minutes or less to start getting 20 leads a day for your business. I don't know where I just came up with that. By the way, that be completely may not be relevant because maybe the whole message isn't even around four questions, but I'm just, seriously, I'm doing this on the fly. So give me a break, all right? But do you see what I'm trying to do there? I'm just taking concepts. So, okay, so let me explain it even a little bit higher level and I think it'll start to make sense. So let's say I took one page a copy, okay? So I had like one page a copy and in one page, I ended up grouping things, right? I said every time there's a concept, a thing being discussed, like group it away from everything else. So let's just say I ended up having like five groups on that page. And group number three was a testimonial where he's telling it like a story, okay? So I noticed, I'm like, oh, he started talking about Pete here. Pete is someone who's, you know, lost 38 pounds thanks to the system that Jim had explained to him. Ah, he just put a testimonial in, but he made it look like a story. I didn't even realize that he started telling a story. Sweet. Even though I'm here, maybe I'm not. By the way, you don't have to hack copy that's directly in your niche. I can hack a great weight loss copy and freaking turn it into an internet marketing VSL. I've done it many times. So I look at this and I'm like, okay, testimonial, but presented as a story, shocking results that reaffirm the author expert. Sweet. I'll say, well, I just spoke to one of my students the other day who's now built a $100,000 a month agency with copywriting, true story. Cool. I'll tell his story. So in my copy plan, in my outline, I write insert story from XYZ person. But story, don't insert testimonial, insert it as a story, weave it into the copy. Then I'll look and say, oh, fourth chunk is he went over shocking stats. So what's the purpose of these stats? I see, he's talking about size of opportunity. These statistics are all about the size of the current market space. Or in weight loss example, he gave three stats that are mind-boggling, that are the opposite of what you would expect, meaning, you know, 69% of people who focused on eating fat lost weight. It's like, oh, I see what he's doing there. He's got a fact that goes against the grain. So, and now here I am writing copy about copywriting, right? And I'm like, I need a shocking statistic that's the opposite of what people would think about copywriting. So what are some common beliefs about copywriting? Well, one is that people think you need to be a good writer. Cool. Let me see if I can find any statistics about it. So maybe I do. Maybe I find that 72% of six-figure copywriters sucked at English. I don't know. That's not a stat that exists. But if it did, play along. Okay. Then we go to him and I see his stat number two says, 82% of blah, blah, blah doctors believe this. I'm like, I see. He's now giving a statistic about experts. So he's leaning on expert-driven statistics. Well, who are experts that people would believe when it comes to the field of copywriting? Business owners, CEOs, journals, marketing journals. So I could come in and say, as reported by the Marketing Association of blah, 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 you know, copywriters are amongst the top 1% earning marketing degrees. You have a lot of flexibility. So remember I told you when I tell my copywriters to do this, I get extreme. I get one extreme that's like they copy to the T and I'm like, what are you doing? And then I get the other extreme that I'm like, what did you model after? You've got to stay within the same emotional trigger, psychological trigger. You've got to stay within a certain realm, okay? It's really important that you stay within a certain realm. So that is modeling. You can do this with anything. All right, let's just real quick. Let's say there's an ad you loved and the ad has a guy lighting a paper on fire and he starts with saying, I could light your career on fire like this paper. That's the corniest thing in the world, okay? I'm just making something up on the spot. So you dissect that at a psychological level. You say, what is he doing? I see. He lit something on fire to catch my attention, right? So he did some shocking action that stops me from scrolling. Then he connected it to me through this analogy of lighting a page on fire while lighting my life on fire, which is horrible, by the way, and no one should ever do that as an ad because it's a stupid transition, but I'm just breaking it out in a bad example. So I'm like, what other actions could I take that have the same equivalent impact of lighting a piece of paper on fire? I could, I don't know. I could have a big firework. I could have a little explosion. I could, I don't know. There's a lot of things that are catchy. Like, I mean, I just sit down and write a bunch of ideas. And now you don't have to light a page on fire, right? You can do something else that gets the same impact. Then it's like, okay, how do I then connect that action to the end story that I'm trying to tell? So this is how I write copy. This is how I learned how to write copy. This is what I've been doing for 20 years. This is how I made my first million. I wrote copy by modeling after other great copy pieces. So right now, I want to invite you, if you had even the slightest aha moment during this, I want you to go to learn.com/copymaster right now. LURN.com/copymaster. Go right now. Run to it. Sign up for the free copy challenge we're doing. Again, I don't know when you're watching this. We started on the 17th. We're doing it live. We have replays out for a certain time period. Or you can go to learn.com/copy VIP, C-O-P-Y, VIP, pay $97. You get VIP backstage access to our sessions where I'm bringing on some of the best copywriters in the world to interview them. And you get a lifetime of replays to the entire thing. This is your opportunity right now. All right, this is your opportunity right now. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? Come on. Go to learn.com/copymaster, C-O-P-Y master, to make it happen. I want to see you live on this challenge. I hope you learned something today. I hope you apply it to your marketing and to your business. It made a massive difference in my life, and I hope it does the same for you. As I always say, this is Anik reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe, click the thumbs up icon, leave a comment, do everything you can. If you're on iTunes, please leave us a great review, click subscribe. It sends good feedback to the systems that rank us higher. And if you're on any other platform, please do the same. AnikPodcast.com to binge listen to all of our episodes. Learn.com, LURN.com. To join our entrepreneurial revolution. It's free. All right. This is Anik. I'll see you on the next episode. Go out there, fight for your dreams, entrepreneurs. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Anik Singhal.